ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય ઓમ નમો ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય નારાયણં નમસ્કૃત્યં નરં ચૈવ નરોત્તમં દેવીં સરસ્વતીં વ્યાસં તતો જયમુદીરયેત્ નષ્ટપ્રાયસ્વભદ્રેષુ નિત્યં ભાગવત સેવયા ભગવતી ઉત્તમ શ્લોકે ભક્તિર્ભવતી નૈષ્ઠિકી.
રીડિંગ ફ્રોમ શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ કેન્ટો 10 ચેપ્ટર 11 ટેક્સ્ટ 19 એન્ડ 20.
પશ્ય પશ્ય વયશાંસ્તે માતૃમિષ્ટાન સ્વલંકૃતાન ત્વં ચ સ્નાતઃ કૃતાહારો વિહરસ્વસ્વલંકૃતઃ. પશ્ય પશ્ય
જસ્સી વયસ્યાન બોયઝ ઓફ યોર એજ તે યોર માતૃનિષ્ઠાન ક્લેન્સ્ડ બાય ધેર મધર્સ
સ્વલંકૃતાન ડેકોરેટેડ વિથ નાઇસ ઓર્નમેન્ટ્સ ત્વં ચ યુ ઓલ્સો સ્નાતઃ આફ્ટર ટેકિંગ અ બાથ કૃત આહારઃ એન્ડ ઇટિંગ યોર લંચ વિહરસ્વ એન્જોય વિથ ધેમ સુ અલંકૃતઃ ફુલ્લી ડેકોરેટેડ લાઇક ધેમ.
ટ્રાન્સલેશન એન્ડ પરપટ બાય શ્રીલ પ્રભુપાદ. જસ્ટ સી હાઉ ઓલ યોર પ્લેમેટ્સ ઓફ યોર ઓન એજ have been cleansed and decorated with beautiful ornaments by their mothers. You should come here and after you have taken your bath, eaten your lunch and being decorated with ornaments, you may play with your friends again. Purport. Generally, young boys are competitive. If one friend has done something, another friend also wants to do something. Therefore, Mother Yashoda pointed out how Krishna's playmates were decorated that Krishna might be induced to decorate himself like them. Read the 20th verse also.
Itham Yashoda tamasesha shekharam matva sutam sneha nibaddha dhirnipa haste grihitva saharamam achyutam nitva savatam kritavati athodayam.
My dear Parikshit, my dear Maharaj Parikshit, because of intense love and affection, Mother Yashoda, Krishna's mother, considered Krishna, who was at the peak of all opulences, to be her own son. Thus she took Krishna by the hand along with Balaram and brought them home, where she performed her duties by fully bathing them, dressing them and feeding them. Purport. Krishna is always neat, clean and opulent and does not need to be washed, bathed or dressed. Yet, Mother Yashoda, because of affection, considered him her ordinary child and did her duties to keep her son brilliant.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale સ્વયં રૂપ કદા મહ્યં દદાતિ સ્વપદાંતિકં વંદેહં શ્રીગુરુ શ્રીયુત પદકમલં શ્રીગુરૂન વૈષ્ણવાંશ શ્રીરૂપં સાગ્રજાતં સહગન રઘુનાથાન્વિતં તં સજીવં સાદ્વૈતં સાવધૂતં પરિજનસહિતં કૃષ્ણચૈતન્યદેવં શ્રીરાધાકૃષ્ણપાદાન સહગન લલિતા શ્રી વિશાખાન્વિતાંશ. હે કૃષ્ણ કરુણા સિંધુ દીનબંધુ જગતપતે गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रसारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, seeking blessings of senior Vaishnavas, we like to discuss something over these verses, these beautiful childhood pastimes of Krishna. So in chapter 11, actually it's a childhood pastimes of Krishna. So many small pastimes are there. Like we heard in the previous verses about the pastime of fruit vendor, that how the fruit vendor came and Krishna just brought a few handfuls of grains. So this is very sweet pastime, one of my favorite pastime, that how shows that we give little bit to Krishna and how Krishna reciprocates. So that pastime is there. Then we have this pastime that how gopis used to make Krishna dance, and they used to say that I'll give you half a sweet meat, not even full, I'll give you half a sweet if you dance. So this is how Krishna was controlled by the love of the gopis. And then here we are hearing that how so this pastime that we are studying now is showing Mother Yashoda's unique love for Krishna. And after this pastime, the pastime of Krishna shifting from Gokul to Vrindavan will take place. So all the Brajvasis, Nanda, Upananda, they'll all discuss. They have a emergency HOD meeting and they discuss about how to protect Krishna, because so many difficulties were coming in Gokul. Putana came and Trinavarta, Shaktasur, and then this Yamalarjun trees fell down. So they're very concerned about Krishna, and immediately within a day they will shift to Vrindavan from Gokul and using bullock carts. And didn't take, so imagine now, suppose somebody wants to shift to house, that also takes a week time. We have so many things, we have to call the movers and packers or some company to pack everything, and take so many days. And imagine a whole town shifted within few hours. So in the morning they had a meeting, okay, let's shift, and immediately by afternoon they shifted from Gokul to Vrindavan, and they all came in carts, bullock carts. So this pastime will happen in the next verses. So now the pastime that we are discussing in today's verse is that how Mother Yashoda is calling Krishna and Balram to come home. Sometimes small children, they get so much engrossed in playing that they don't want to come home. They just want to play with their friends. But it's a mother's duty to call them home and give prasad and take care of them. So you see that first Mother Rohini went to call Krishna and Balram, but she failed. She could not call. And then Mother Yashoda herself came. So why this pastime is there? To show that how Yashoda is the supreme in Vatsalya Ras. So there is no one equal to Mother Yashoda in the Vatsalya Ras. So in this entire Bhagavatam, many instances it shows that how Mother Yashoda's position is so unique. She bound Krishna. See, even though she saw the universal form in Krishna's mouth, but still, even though she saw so much opulences of Krishna, like it is said here, that Krishna was at the peak of all opulences. Asesha Shekharam. That means he was the peak of all opulences. But still, Mother Yashoda thought Krishna to be her own son. This is Vatsalya Rasa. This is the highest form of Vatsalya. Mother Yashoda, she never thought that Krishna is God. Even though she tried so many ropes to bind Krishna, but that thought didn't come that he may be Supreme Lord. No. She was still thinking, no, he is my son. I'll bind him. When she saw universal form, even then, for some momentarily she was a little confused, but then again she thought, no, he is my son. Maybe I have some hallucination. When Krishna killed Putana, again, what Mother Yashoda thought? Oh, he has been protected by the mercy of Narayan. So she chanted various mantras, the holy names, and bathed Krishna with cow urine and cow dung. So Prabhupada explains that how this pastime shows the importance of holy name and service to cows. He says only two things are needed to make mankind happy: the holy names of the Lord and serving mother cow. So in all these pastimes we are seeing that Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna, that he is my child, he is dependent on me, that mood is never hampered. Never. She always has the same mood. So that is why Yashoda is the supreme in this mood of Vatsalya Prem. And everybody else are actually her expansions. Devaki or Aditi or any other, mothers in Krishna's pastimes, they are all her expansions. We see that Devaki later, when Krishna would go to Mathura and after killing Kamsa, so that time Devaki and Vasudev, they will offer prayers to Krishna. They offered prayers to Krishna because they could understand that he is not our son, he is the Supreme Lord. Even when Krishna appeared, they offered prayers, and after Krishna killed Kamsa, they were hesitant to embrace Krishna because they knew that he is God. So this is not pure Vatsalya. But pure Vatsalya Prem, the highest form of Vatsalya Rasa, or this mood of parental affection, that is present in Mother Yashoda. And from this pastime we can see that Rohini failed to call Krishna Balram, but Mother Yashoda called Krishna Balram back. So she said that you should come here, take your bath, eat your lunch and decorate yourself nicely, and then you can go to play. And she is giving the example, look at your friends. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that children sometimes are competitive, they see their friends doing something, they want to do the same thing. So Mother Yashoda is using this trick. That look at your friends, they are nicely decorated, they had lunch. So you also decorate yourself nicely, come home, get yourself dressed nicely, take your prasad, take lunch and then go and play. So in this way Mother Yashoda was trying different ways to call Krishna. And then finally she caught Krishna by her hand and took Krishna. Thus she took Krishna by the hand along with Balram and brought them home, where she performed her duties by fully bathing them, dressing them and feeding them. Haste grihitva sa ramam achyutam. For Balram, the word used in Bhagavatam often is Rama. This once I heard a pastime that in Hyderabad, some devotees, they were having some argument. In the Mahamantra we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So what does this Ram refer to? Is it Balaram, or is it the son of Dashrath Ram, or is it Parashuram? Or sometimes you also hear that Ram refers to Radha Raman, Krishna himself. So Prabhupada said, don't worry, just chant Hare Krishna. Just chant the mantra. Ram may refer to anything. So actually, in Bhagavatam we see, but Prabhupada many times he said that Rama refers to Balaram. Because in this Bhagavatam the proof is there. In so many verses, Balaram is called as Rama. And also when Garbhuni came to perform name-giving ceremony, he gave the name as Rama, one who gives pleasure. So in this Mahamantra, so Ram can refer to Balaram, depending on our mood. Ram can refer to son of Dashrath, Lord Ram, or Ram can refer to Radha Raman or Krishna himself, one who gives pleasure to Radha Rani. So anyway, Prabhupada said the main thing is to chant the Mahamantra. So we should not get into so many intricacies. But here, just to emphasize that the words used is Ramam Achyutam. Achyuta is Krishna and Rama is Balram. So many verses in Bhagavatam, like the verse glorifying Govardhan. Hantayam Apladri Haridasa Varyo Yan Ram Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayota Yoryat
paniya suyavasa kandara kandamule.
So this verse which glorifies Govardhan, I don't know many verses, but this verse especially is very special verse from Bhagavatam which glorifies Govardhan. Srimati Radharani herself tells this verse in the 21st chapter in Venu Geet, that look at this hill Govardhan. He is the best devotee of Krishna, Haridasa Varya. Why? Because he is serving Krishna's cows in so many wonderful ways. He is providing nice water, fragrant grass, nice fruits for Krishna's friends, and caves for Krishna and his friends to rest. So he's always serving Krishna, his friends, his cows. So he's the best devotee, Haridasa Varya. And he feels so much pleasure when he receives the touch of the feet of Krishna and Balram. Yat Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. So there also, it's a Rama and Krishna. So Rama means Balaram. Yat Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. So Giriraj feels very happy, very ecstatic when he receives the touch of lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. So Mother Yashoda caught both Krishna and Balaram and brought them home, and she performed her duties by fully bathing them, dressing them and feeding them. And Prabhupada writes a very short purport but very deep purport. He says Krishna is always neat, clean and opulent, and he doesn't need to be washed, bathed or dressed. So there is no need for Krishna to be, Krishna is never dirty. He is the purest of everything. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavam, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. He is the purest of all. And he is the most opulent. He is always, he looks so beautiful. Jai Gaurnitai Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. So Krishna need not be dressed. In Bhagavatam, it is said that Krishna, it's not that ornaments make Krishna beautiful. Like, you know, we in this world, we do makeup or we wear beautiful dress or ornament, jewelry, so that we can look beautiful. But when Krishna is decorated with ornaments, it's not that Krishna is becoming beautiful. Ornaments are becoming beautiful by being in touch with Krishna. So in Bhagavatam, it is said, Bhushana Bhushanangam. So it's not that we do nice shringar to Krishna and then that's why Krishna looks beautiful. No. Krishna is already beautiful. He is the source of all beauty. The ornament, the dress, they become beautiful when they come in touch with Krishna. So there is no need actually in one sense to bathe Krishna or to decorate Krishna. But still, Krishna is giving a chance for us to serve him. The pujaris. Now, if we say that there is no need to dress Krishna, no need to bathe Krishna, so what service we'll do? So Krishna gives that opportunity for us to serve him. Krishna doesn't feel hungry, so Mayavadi say, why do you offer bhoga? So they don't have this mood of service. Vaishnavas, they want to serve. And that is why Krishna accepts. He's not hungry, but he accepts the offering by his devotees. He gives a chance for them to serve. So that is why devotees have so much service, cooking for the deities, dressing them, bathing them, doing aarti. So this is all. So Krishna is engaging his devotees in various services, because that is how love is exchanged, through service. The rasa is exchanged by the medium of seva, service. So this is a very special kind of service that Mother Yashoda does. So since this is talking about Mother Yashoda, I thought let us discuss something about the five rasas. So when Mahaprabhu was giving his teachings to Rupa Goswami in Prayag, so very short, not very long, but very important section for all of us, chapter 9 of Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it starts with the most fundamental thing, you know, beginning of bhakti. So Mahaprabhu starts his teaching to Rupa Goswami by telling that how there are so many jivas, unlimited number of jivas in so many different species. Some are in the form of trees, non-moving. Some are moving, sthavar jangam. Some are small insects, crawling. Some are animals with four legs. There are so many species. And only very few are human beings. You know, you just count. The human population in this earth is how much? 7 billion? But what is the total count of all living entities? That will be in trillions and, you know, much more than that, zillions, you know. Even in small space, there are millions of bacteria, so to speak, of the entire earth. So many living entities are there. Out of them, human beings are very small, you know. Very small fraction of them are human beings. And among human beings also, majority are uncivilized. They're just like animals. Only few are civilized. Among them, there are few who actually follow the Vedas. And among them, mostly they are either jnanis or yogis or karmis. Very few are devotees. So he says that how devotees are so rare. And then he says that famous words, Brahmanda Bhramite, Kona Bhagyavana Jeev, Guru Krishna Kripa Pai, Bhakti Lata Bish. That how a very, very fortunate person among all these, you know, innumerable living beings in this universe, though wandering from higher species to lower species, a very few fortunate souls, they get Bhakti Lata Bish, the seed of devotional service. So we are somehow among those fortunate living beings, we have got this seed of devotional service. Guru Krishna Kripa, by the mercy of Krishna and Spiritual Master, by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have all got this Bhakti Lata, Bij, the seed of devotional service. That seed means what? The process of bhakti, that is the seed actually. It's not that some seed is actually, we have some heart surgery and some seed is planted. That seed is actually the method of devotional service, knowledge about Krishna, Sambandha, Abhideya, that knowledge is called seed of bhakti. That is planted in our heart. And then what is our duty next? Shravana Kirtana Jale Karha Sinchan. We have to water that seed by the process of Shravan and Kirtan. And then the Bhakti Lata will grow and grow. And ultimately it will cross the entire coverings of the universe and go and take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. And then even if the tree takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, it is said that still we have to continue the watering process. So it's not that after certain stage of bhakti, there is no need of hearing and chanting. No, hearing and chanting will continue eternally. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's not that we are chanting Hare Krishna and once we come to a very advanced stage, there is no need to chant. No, we have to chant more and more. When Prabhupada was asked, why do we chant Hare Krishna? He said, to chant Hare Krishna more. So, this hearing and chanting has to continue. And then, in that Bhakti Lata, a wonderful fruit will grow. What is that fruit? Krishna Prema. So he describes this to Rupa Goswami. And then he talks about the various rasas. Because when we talk of love for Krishna, then we are in one of these five rasas. So these five rasas, this knowledge is very important. So that is why in Nectar of Devotion also, it is explained in detail. So at least we should have the knowledge and of these five rasas. I'm sure all of you know about it, but let's discuss a little more from Chaitanya Charitamrita, 19th chapter. So Mahaprabhu, very beautifully he talks about the five rasas. So what he says, that he gives a very nice analogy. You know, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So, this is in third canto, Kapildev explains that first, what is the first element? Sound. Then from sound comes ether. Ether carries sound. And then from ether, the next element comes, that is air. And then comes fire. And then comes water and then earth. So subtle to gross. So if you see, in ether only sound is there. But in air, we have sound and touch also. We can feel air, right? If some air blows, we can feel the air. In fire, we have sound, touch and form. We can see fire also. We can't see air. Then after fire, the next element is water. So we can touch water, sound can travel through water, we can see the form of water, and also we can taste water. And then finally comes earth. Earth has all these five properties. What is that? We can touch the earth, we can, sound can travel through earth, we can smell earth, we can taste earth. So smell is the last one. So water doesn't have smell, but earth has smell. So earth has all these five qualities. That means it has the quality that is present in ether, it has the quality that is present in fire, it has the quality that is present in water, and it has an extra quality, that is smell. So can you understand this example? Like ether is there, after ether comes air. So air has quality of ether and some extra quality. So after air comes fire. So fire has the qualities of ether and air and some extra things. It has form. Then comes water. So water has the qualities of all these three things plus something extra. And then comes earth, which has all the qualities and something extra. Similarly, Mahaprabhu says these five rasas. Very nice example. So Shanta has only one quality. And then comes Dasya, which has qualities of Shanta and extra. Then comes Sakhya. So Sakhya has qualities of Shanta and Dasya and something extra. Then comes Vatsalya, which has qualities of all three rasas and something extra. And then comes Madhurya, which has all the four rasas and something extra. I hope this example is clear. So as we go to the higher rasa, it has the properties of the lower rasas. So what is the property of Shanta rasa? It is said attachment to Krishna and detachment from material world, from material desires. And this is, we are not even in that platform, you know. Attachment to Krishna and detachment from matter. So that's the foundation. That's Shanta rasa. And then next is Dasya rasa, where the mood of service is there. One wants to actively do some service to Krishna. In Shanta rasa, one is simply attracted to Krishna, but there is no active service. But in Dasya rasa, one wants to serve Krishna actively. And then, Srila Prabhupada explains that in Dasya rasa, the qualities of Shanta rasa are present and service also becomes predominantly visible. Similarly, the same rasa is developed into fraternity, Sakhya. So what is added? The mood of intimacy. So servant is not that intimate, but Sakhya means there is some intimacy, there is some friendship, there is some close bond. So Sakhya rasa already has qualities of Shanta and Dasya, but there is something extra, which is intimacy. And in Vatsalya, what is the extra thing? Maintainer. That I am Krishna's maintainer. That is the extra thing that is there in Vatsalya Bhav. So here we can see Mother Yashoda thinking that she is maintaining Krishna. That mood is there. Just like a mother feels that I am maintaining my child. If I don't feed my child, he will become weak. He may die or he may have disease. So that same mood, Mother Yashoda, actually that is the original mood. I mean, whatever in this world we see is just a perverted reflection of those original rasas. So the original mother of this entire existence is Mother Yashoda. So she is having that mood that I have to maintain my child, I have to take care of him, I have to feed him nicely, I have to decorate him nicely. So that mood is there in Mother Yashoda. And then in Madhurya, all these qualities are there. So in Shrimati Radharani and the gopis, they also have Vatsalya. They are also concerned about Krishna's health. They also want to feed Krishna. They also are intimate with Krishna. They also want to serve Krishna. And of course, they are attached to Krishna and detached from matter. But that conjugal feeling is the extra thing in Madhurya. So similarly, Vatsalya we are talking about today. So Mother Yashoda is the origin of this Vatsalya rasa for Krishna. She is the embodiment of all the, you know, so whatever whichever devotee, they exhibit this Vatsala Rasa, they are all, in one sense, expansions of Mother Yashoda. And we see in so many pastimes, like in Govardhan pastime, when Krishna was lifting Govardhan, what Mother Yashoda was doing? She was feeding butter to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you'll become weak, you're working, you must be tired, you are holding such a big mountain, please have some butter. So she's always concerned about Krishna's health, his safety. She's not able to think, arey, such a big mountain, my small child is lifting, he's not a child, he's Supreme Lord. But somehow her parental mood is so strong that no matter whatever opulences Krishna displays, she never thinks that he is God. She always thinks he is my child and have to feed him. So that is the pure Vatsalya Bhava. The purest Vatsalya Bhava actually, Mother Yashoda. So since we have some time, I thought let me read 5-10 minutes. One nice, although I don't even read Prabhupada books nicely, but this book is very nice. Prabhupada writes actually, anyone who wants to know about the subject matter of devotees, devotion service and Krishna must read this book, Brihat Bhagavatamrita. I have not also read fully, but parts of it. So I just found a very nice section where this mood of Mother Yashoda we can appreciate more. So in this book, we see one devotee, Gop Kumar. All of you must be knowing that how he went to different planets in this world. He was not happy. He went to Vaikuntha. There also he was not satisfied. Then he went to Ayodhya. There also he was not fully satisfied. Then he went to Dwarka. Even there he was not fully satisfied. Then finally he went to Golok Vrindavan. And then there he was satisfied. Because his eternal Swarupa or his eternal form is Krishna's friend. So then he describes the pastime that is happening in Golok Vrindavan. So very beautifully explains. So he says that what happens in the morning? So in the night Krishna, he performs his pastimes of sleep. Because we know that Krishna hardly sleeps, right? Night he is having pastimes with the gopis. So in the night Mother Yashoda puts Krishna to sleep. And she thinks my son is very tired. He has gone to deep sleep. And just after some time Krishna wakes up and goes out for his pastimes with the gopis. And then he comes back just before morning. And then when Mother Yashoda comes to wake him, so, he looks so tired. So Mother Yashoda thinks, oh, my son, whole day he's in the forest. He must be tired. And then with lot of difficulty, she wakes up her son. And then what she does, she bathes him nicely. And decorates Krishna with nice ornaments. And then she feeds Krishna and Balaram both. I'll just read from here directly. Krishna then finishes pastime of sleep and his mother bathed him, adorned him with ornaments and fed both him and Balaram. She made Krishna relax a short while and he enjoyed talking with the gopis. Then she got things ready for his auspicious departure to the forest. Though the young gopis were pained at heart at the thought of soon being separated from Krishna, Mother Yashoda had them sing transcendental songs for his good fortune and ceremoniously carry full pots and other auspicious items. She sat Krishna on a chair with his elder brother and adorned their limbs with ornaments and medicinal herbs suitable for the forest. She engaged elderly brahmanas, ladies, and other ladies in offering blessings, and she made Krishna do all the prescribed rituals to prepare for his outing. So what she did, she nicely decorated Krishna and asked the gopis to sing various songs of auspiciousness. She made them sit on chairs, Krishna and Balaram. And what she did, she put some medicinal herbs in the body of Krishna and Balaram just for protection. Just like we have some enchanted talismans or some threads, we sometimes tie some threads. So all these things she was doing, tiger nails in the purported set. So all these things she put on Krishna's body. Why? So that Krishna will be protected in forest. Now, does Krishna need protection? Every day she was getting the news. that Krishna has killed Aghasur, Bakasur, but still she is worried about Krishna's protection. So this is again Vatsalya Bhava. Mother is always worried about safety of her child. And then she called elderly Brahmanas, Brahmana ladies, to chant some verses for Krishna's protection. Like we chant Narsingh Kavach, Narsingh Pranam. So they all chanted various auspicious mantras for Krishna's protection. And then she packed lunch for Krishna. Nicely she packed lunch for Krishna. And Krishna took that. And then he took the cows and got them in front of him. So when Krishna walks, cows are in front of him, it is said. And then he went and started playing his flute. And then what happened? All the cowherd boys, they came running from their different places to accompany Krishna. So when Krishna goes to the forest, so one set of devotees, they become very happy. The cowherd friends of Krishna, they become very happy. Because now is the chance, they will associate with Krishna for the entire day. But who feels sad? Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, because now entire day they can't have darshan of Krishna, the gopis. So they feel very sad when Krishna is going to the forest. So the friends of Krishna, they became very jubilant. They ran and came to Krishna. And the all boys also started playing their flutes, their buffalo horns and different instruments. And they started jumping and dancing and glorifying Krishna. And Krishna and Balaram together, they started walking. But suddenly, Mother Yashoda saw from a distance, Krishna is having some drops of perspiration. And then she stopped Krishna. And she ran to Krishna and said, wait, wait, wait. And she personally wiped his face. She saw some drops of perspiration. Just see, I'm just reading these verses just to get a glimpse of this love that Mother Yashoda has for Krishna. Of course, we can't understand at a level, but at least we can hear the words of Acharyas. And then Krishna said, okay, okay, Mother, I'm okay now. Please go back. So then she turned back towards her home. She walked a few steps. But then again she turned back to Krishna. I said, wait, wait, wait. And she came and put some paan in Krishna's mouth. And then she again turned back towards her home. Then after Krishna walked a few steps, again she came back to Krishna. Wait, 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 wait. Just see, you know, try to visualize this pastime. That Krishna and Balaram, they're going to the forest with all their cowherd boys and cows. And Mother Yashoda is coming again and again to Krishna and stopping him. He said, wait, wait, wait. And this time what she does? She feeds some fruits to Krishna. They take this fruit, you know. And some sweets to Krishna and something to drink. And again, she turns to go to her house. But once again, she comes back. Just see how many times this is happening. Krishna is going a few steps, Mother Yashoda is stopping. Wait, wait, wait. Sometimes she comes, gives some paan, feeds some fruits, or gives him something to drink. And again this time, she stopped him. And what she said? She again came back. And this time, she is giving instructions. Look, Krishna, don't go deep in the forest. Okay? Because there are many thorns, there may be animals. So don't go very deep. And then again she went back. Once again she came back. Just see this pastime, you know. That means she just cannot allow Krishna to go. She is so much concerned. And this time she comes and says, he says, my dear Ram, my dear Balaram, you please stay in front of your younger brother for his protection. Sridham, you stay behind Krishna. Okay? And Sarupa. And you, Anshu, you stay on Krishna's right. And you, Subal, on his left. Just see how much Mother Yashoda is concerned about Krishna's safety. She's saying, Balaram, you be in the front of Krishna for his protection. And Sridham, you stay in the back of Krishna, and Anshu on the right of Krishna, Subal on the left of Krishna. And then it is said, she took straw between her teeth and she was begging the boys that please, please take care of my Krishna. It is said this in this way so many times, you know, every day actually this happens. In Krishna's eternal pastimes, every day when Krishna goes to the forest, Mother Yashoda, you know, similar thing she does every day. Again and again she comes and stops Krishna, wait, eat this, wait. She instructs the friends of Krishna. It is said, it's just like this love for Mother Yashoda is more than what a cow has love for her newborn calf. So if you actually go in Goshala, we'll find that when a calf is newly born, the mother has so much love for the calf. If you try to go near the calf, she'll also try to hurt you. Otherwise, cow is very peaceful. But if the cow has her newly born calf near her, and if you go near to the calf will attack you. Because she's so much concerned about the safety of the calf. It is said that Mother Yashoda's love is much more than this. That's where the term Vatsalya actually comes from, calves. Because cow has so much love for her calf. So that is where this term Vatsalya comes. So by this wonderful... and then finally, Krishna bowed down to her and touched Mother Yashoda's feet, embraced her, and then finally she told Mother, now please go back, let me go for herding the cows. And then Mother Yashoda was crying, milk dripping from her breast, stood right there, motionless like a painted picture, and distantly watched from that high place near the forest. And finally, Mother Yashoda stays back and she continuously gazes at Krishna till the time she can observe Krishna. And then finally, Krishna goes to the forest and Mother Yashoda goes back. Actually, after that it is said, Nanda Maharaj will then come to Krishna and he also accompanies Krishna to some distance. And finally, Nanda Maharaj will also come back. So these are the wonderful pastimes that are eternally happening. Krishna, Balram, how they are going to the forest, and Mother Yashoda's love and Nand Maharaj's love for Krishna. So we can get a glimpse of the Vatsalya Prem that we are talking about in today's verse. That how Mother Yashoda, she wanted to bathe Krishna, she wanted to decorate Krishna. And Krishna reciprocated and immediately came to Mother Yashoda. Krishna is actually controlled by the Vatsalya mood of Mother Yashoda. So... And as we discussed Rupa Goswami's pastimes, so we have to begin with this stage of beginning and in the end, every time. So what we have to do? Shravan and Kirtan. As we do more and more Shravan and Kirtan, our devotional kripa will grow and grow, and gradually we can understand all these wonderful pastimes of Krishna and the various rasas in which Krishna reciprocates with his various devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us A to Z. Everything is there. The same books, as we keep reading again and again, we'll understand everything that is needed to make our lives perfect. Any questions or comments? Yes, Rum.
Here we find that Mother Yashoda feels that she is responsible for caring. Nanda Maharaj feels they have to care. But there is a garden somehow in the Yoga Maya which does not make them believe that, the son is God actually. Okay, like in the material world, the mother prays to God for protection of the child.
Right.
So now in the transcendental realm, to whom they pray? Because there's the child is God, but yet they don't know.
Very nice question, yes, true.
So, just help me to understand this very, you know, fine.
nice question. So, actually, if you read Bhagavatam Krishna book, you will find that Mother Yashoda and Nand Maharaj, they are praying to Narayan. So, they don't know that Krishna is the source of Narayan. If you go to Nandgaon, you will find a Narsingdev temple where Yashoda and Nand Maharaj, they should pray to Narsingdev for Krishna's protection. So they pray to Narayan. They think that Narayan is God and Krishna is a child. They don't know that he is the source of all Narayan. So that is the sweetness of pastimes. Because the moment they believe that he is God, then that whole, you know, that sweet exchange of pastimes, that will stop. Exchange of rasas, it cannot be on that pure level. So that is how Yoga Maya arranges for these pastimes. So the love they have for Krishna is so pure that they forget that he is God. It actually overshadows the conception that he is God. That is the sweetness of Braj. That is. And even in Giriraj, if you do Govardhan Parikrama, there is a temple of Narsingdev. And the pujari says that this Narsingdev was worshipped by Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, they worship Narsingdev for protection of Krishna.
Ram. So many times those who are outsiders, they argue that Ram is a dictator of the so we should send the Ram's way. So this argument is always there, but sometimes just when you said Prabhupada said, okay, the Ram is the same. So we have to look at them that this Rama is the same.
So that is what Prabhupada said, no need to argue, let people chant this Maha Mantra. So whatever they think Ram, everything is correct. If they think Ram is, you know, Lord Ram, the son of Dashrath, that is also okay. If they think Ram is Balram, that is also okay. If they think Ram is Radharaman, that is also okay. So there is no problem, you should chant. Also Parshuram, yes, that is also. So whatever, doesn't matter. So chant Hare Krishna, yes. Yeah, that is a very interesting question. Actually, here I'm not that expert, but if you read Brihad Bhagavatamrit, so it said that although the real demons are not there, but in pastimes, sometimes they feel that, you know, the demons are coming. So they're still worried that demons may come and attack Krishna. So that is there. Yeah. Just like this topic of Krishna's the gopis, like they have husbands, but that's just a feeling. In reality, there is no, they don't have, so in that sense. So they feel sometimes that demons are coming. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So in Vatsala bhava, there are some categories.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so we should not, actually it's a good point that we should not look in terms of material hierarchy, but you must understand in spiritual world also there is a hierarchy. Just like in Net of Instruction, it is said that, you know, Mathura is the most special, but within Mathura, Vrindavan is higher. In Vrindavan, Govardhan is higher. In Govardhan, Radhakund is the highest. So in transcendental world also there is hierarchy. But we must understand that actually all in the absolute plane, we should not compare with material hierarchy. But yes, in spiritual world also there is hierarchy. Just like devotees, you know, so devotees in Madhuri Ras or Shrimati Radharani is the highest devotee of Krishna. All are devotees. We should not think that Hanumanji is lower. But still, if you compare in terms of their mood for Krishna, we can see that the devotees, you know, Shrimati Radharani and Gopis, they are the highest. And then comes devotees in Vatsala Ras. And within Vatsala Ras, Mother Yashoda is the highest. Thank you, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.